This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
That would be I. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much for being here. It is my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on the great radio station that you're listening to, or if you're joining us anywhere worldwide at GCNlive.com. Welcome in. We've got a great program lined up for you. We also are going to play some trivia. I'm in the mood for some trivia, so we're going to throw out a few questions. And that means you get the opportunity to pick up a prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is the president and founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage, and he does a really good job of sending out trivia prizes. I kind of leave it up to him. And I'm quite sure what he's sending out at the moment, but whatever it is bound to be great. This is, in my opinion, the best online place to go. If holidays, of course, are around the corner, or if birthday is coming up and you have a car guy or a car girl in your life, and you would like to purchase something along those lines, it's an online gift shop that not only handles vehicles, but it also handles motorcycles as well. And he's got everything from clothing to you name it, stuff for kids, to all kinds of cool stuff. So we'll throw out a trivia question. I was looking at the Barrett Jackson auction last night from Las Vegas. For many, many years, I attended the Scottsdale event. Hope to get back to doing that. I've never been to the Vegas one. I've spent a lot of time in the city of Las Vegas. It's held at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, and it gets big ratings. And they were showing it not only on Velocity in the U.S., but in the U.K. and also in Canada. So in honor of one of the vehicles that went over the block last night, what was the vehicle used in the 1990s motion picture Wayne's World? They actually had the vehicle that was used in Wayne's World, and it went over the block last night while I was watching. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Justin is at the master control board, and he will take your calls. I'll take your emails, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with this gentleman. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He is a automotive encyclopedia and an all-around great guy. Mr. Tom Appel, welcome back to Auto World.
Oh, good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Was feeling a little bit under the weather in the previous hour, but pulled myself up by the bootstraps and ready to have a great hour with you and all of our great listeners. What have you been driving lately? I'll tell you what I've had this past couple of weeks. During Hurricane Andrew, I had the Mazda CX-9, and we ended up fleeing from where we live in Orlando because they were predicting some pretty nasty stuff. If it wasn't for the little slight wiggle that the storm took, it would have been pretty bad here in Orlando, even though Orlando is not a place that normally gets the brunt of hurricanes, but they were talking 140 mile an hour sustained winds. So we took the CX-7 all the way to Pensacola, Florida. And this past week, I have had the opportunity to sample the latest small vehicle from Acura, which is based on the Honda Civic. So it's been an interesting couple of weeks, but thank God Andrew didn't do the damage that it could have done.
Yeah. Yeah. Bob, before I forget, happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate that. When you get to my daughter turns 6, and at her age, you know, we have big celebrations for birthdays. But when you get up in age, birthdays are definitely nice, but you don't want to remind yourself of how old you are, you know. It seems like yesterday, I was 25. What has happened to all those years? What's happened to the last 20-plus years? That's the question.
That is a great question, yeah. And I've got a teenage daughter now, and just the past 20 years have gone so fast.
And it's been, a whirlwind when I stop and think about it in the automotive world. And for the past 20-plus years, I've been deeply involved in it, and so have you. And I look back at, when Ford introduced the Ford GT, the Carmelo Pardo retro-inspired Ford GT in 2004 and 2005 was shown, of course, in concept form probably in 2003. That seems like yesterday. It really does. And the other one that I think is really funny is, there's all kinds of rumors of buzz as to what the replacement for the current Charger is going to look like. And if you remember, there was a very sharp looking concept car back in 1999. It was a four-door coupe-esque vehicle, and it was the Dodge Charger, and they're saying that that might be the look of the upcoming replacement, which will probably be 2018-2019 year model year vehicle. But it took them 20 years to do it.
Forever. Yeah, that's a separate conversation unto itself. What's going to happen to those cars? But yeah, there's a lot of discussion that the V8 engine's going to go away, that they'll be front drive. There's some talk that they'll be built at the Brampton plant in Canada. So, yeah, we're looking at a very big departure. And it's one of those things, yeah, as you mentioned, it's been a long time coming. But we may see some history being made yet.
Absolutely. Let's hope that that it remains rear-wheel drive and the Challenger as well. Let's go to Mike, who joins us in Idaho. Mike, listening on KASI, thank you very much for calling in. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing just fine, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. So I was watching Barry Jackson, and a movie car went over the block. It was from Wayne's World. Do you remember which vehicle was showcased in Wayne's World?
Yes, it was the AMC Pacer.
Very good.
What did it go for? Wasn't it like 40-some thousand that it went for?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Yeah, they said it was like probably a world record price for a Pacer.
Yeah, and the bidder was on the phone and very voraciously going up higher and higher and higher. Just remarkable.
Everybody wants your picture taken, it looked like, in the car or with it or something, too.
Yeah, I noticed they told the story that both Craig Jackson, the gentleman behind the Barry Jackson Auction Company, as well as one of the major announcers there for Velocity commentators, that they had been out driving in it. So it's the in vehicle, I guess.
Hey, also, Bob, did you get a chance to see that the George Barris, Sonny and Cher Mustangs that they sold?
I heard about that they were going over the block, and I knew George quite well. We're going to hold you, Mike, and when we come back on the other side, we'll have you update myself and the rest of the nation and Tom about this pair of Sonny and Cher Mustangs that went over the block at Barrett-Jackson, Las Vegas last night. The action continues there today. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention, this is an important message for anyone who has taken the prescription blood thinner Xarelto. In 2012, the Institute for Safe Medication Practices reported 2,081 injury cases and 151 deaths attributed to Xarelto use within its first year of release. Xarelto is a prescription blood thinner used to reduce the risk of blood clots and stroke. Dangerous side effects have been discovered, which have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call Xarelto Help now at 800-224-0660. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and experienced internal bleeding or were hospitalized for a serious bleeding event, don't fight this alone. Call 800-224-0660 now to see if you may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim, so call 800-224-0660. Xarelto Help Now lines are open. Call 800-224-0660. That's 800-224-0660. 800-224-0660.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America, and we thank you so much for being here. Tom Appel is our special guest in this hour, publisher of Consumer Guide. We've got Mike on the line from Idaho, who's telling us all about, of course, he got the trivia question right about the vehicle used in Wayne's World. It was a Pacer. And, of course, Tom, since you're in Illinois, the skit was set in Aurora, Illinois, so not that far from your neck of the woods. And, of course, it featured quite heavily the famous Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody. But, Mike, you were telling us about the Sonny and Cher Mustangs that went over the block at Barrett Jackson, and I interviewed George many, many times, and he told me a lot about this, but I missed that. So tell us about the vehicles and how much they went for.
I believe they were sold, you know, I didn't actually get to see the hammer price, but it said they were going to be sold strictly as a pair. You know, you had to buy both of them. And it just, you know, it showed the outside of them. And they had, George had done coves on the outside of each body, kind of, you know, like a Corvette kind of thing. He coved it with trim, and it had suede on the inside of the cove. And grill, it said George would use kind of whatever he could find, common stuff. So the grills in both cars were like that kind of egg carton plastic that you would have in a suspended ceiling, the panels over your head in industrial. And then on the hood, it had, each one had these like kind of like scoop or grill, I guess it would be more like a grill. And I said those were literally like something you would grill a piece of meat on out of a hardware store, that were on each two of those on each hood. But and then also another car I didn't see go across were those two Firebirds that they restored on Fast and Loud, the serial number one and serial number two, the 67 Firebird. Those were also sold too. So it's fun stuff to watch.
It definitely is. It makes for good television. And, boy, you can't help but wonder, you know, what some of those folks do for a living. As, you know, they're shelling out over $100,000 like it's $15, you know?
Exactly. Anyhow, I'm a longtime listener. Love listening to you, and you do an awesome job, Bob.
Thank you so much, Mike. Hang on, and Justin will get all of your information, and we'll get your prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate all of your kind words. And, Tom, it's fun to take some calls, and we should do that more often when you're on the broadcast here.
Absolutely.
But, Barrett Jackson, have you had the opportunity to check it out at all in the last couple of days?
No, I have not watched yet this season, but I'm a big fan of the show. I'm the guy that sort of waits for the Corvettes and muscle cars to pass to see what other people are bidding on, because I love the big flashy stuff that everyone likes, but I like to see the other stuff. I like to see the stock stuff from the 50s and 60s that attracts action.
Wow, yeah, that is absolutely true, and there's a little bit of everything, it looks like, in Las Vegas. Unlike the Palm Beach auction and the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut auction, which was very heavy into resto mods, it seems like Craig has found a little bit of a niche with resto mods, but I'm glad to see a wide variety going over the block in Las Vegas, from, you know, old-time collector vehicles to real muscle cars to some modern-day vehicles as well. I get a kick out of seeing some modern-day vehicles and do some fantasy, wishing. I saw a 2006 Bentley Continental GT, and it had been wrapped, so it was black, but there was still a green paint job underneath it, kind of a British racing green, and they had upsized the wheels on it, but was a 2006, had 30,000 miles on it. Went for like $31,000. And I, yeah, what a bargain, you know, except for the service. That's the only thing you have to bring yourself back to reality with its W12 engine. I'm sure that's probably a bear. And the other one I saw that really whet my appetite was also from around 2004, I think it was a 2005 Maserati Quattroport, the first generation, which of course used a Ferrari V8 engine, a 5-liter Ferrari V8 engine in it, you know, well over $100,000 new. And this vehicle too had like 13 or 14,000 miles on it, and it also went for about $30,000. And I'm like, oh.
I have a soft spot for those early Quattroportes too. I love those. I love just those really strong angular lines. It's almost like some sort of advancement of the Aston Martin Lagonda look. It's just a great, very what's the word I'm looking for? Very powerful. Very. It looks fast standing still. It also looks like if you got in an accident, it would destroy anything else it hit. It's just a great. It's just a great look, and if you've seen one, you never forget it.
Oh, absolutely, and what a great bargain someone got, no question about it. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Consumer Guide Automotive and, of course, the website, why don't you give us a little history lesson, and before we get into talking about some of the new vehicles that you've driven recently, tell everybody what they can expect when they log on to consumerguide.com.
Yeah, consumerguide.com. We've been around since 1967. We have a full suite of new and used vehicle reviews there. So if you're shopping new or new, please stop by consumerguide.com. At the CG Daily Drive, we'll go into some depth on new car reviews. So if you want to read a really long-form, detailed review, that's the place to go for that. Plus, we try to have some fun. We look at car culture. We try to do some stuff with design, you know, with humor, stuff like that. Just threw up a piece yesterday, I think it was, or no, Friday, about the two-door Dodge Ram Charger that was sold only in Mexico, which is a fascinating car that I think a lot of people don't know existed, but it really did. And if you ever see one, it'll confuse you, but it's real.
Well, let's talk about some vehicles that you've been behind the wheel of in recent times, including a 2016 GMC Terrain Denali. This is kind of a smaller crossover, midsize, base price of $35,725. Yours was loaded up to the tune of about $41,080. I had this vehicle within the last 6 months or so, and I really wasn't impressed with it at all. I was disappointed. How about yourself and the members of the Consumer Guide team?
The Terrain and the related Chevrolet Equinox are starting to feel a little bit old. They've been in that form for a very long time. But they're also going to be redesigned soon. We've already seen the 2017, or is it 2018 Equinox that's been shown. And that's going to be a smaller vehicle. So that's what's going to happen to the Terrain. It's going to join the Equinox on a slightly smaller chassis. So we'll see where that goes. If you're looking for a midsize crossover now, the reasons to look at that car are packaging. I think it does a very good job of interior space utilization.
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Tom, when we come back, more on the Denali.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and we're talking all about the 2016 GMC Terrain Denali Edition. And Tom was talking about the packaging. That's a very good point that you bring up here in the Daily Drive blog, that this vehicle does an excellent job of providing a lot of space inside.
Yeah, and I think that's its strongest point. The Denali treatment might be a little bit of overkill on this vehicle, as you mentioned. It's not an especially refined or luxurious vehicle compared to other vehicles that get the Denali treatment at GMC. It's on the Acadia. It's on other vehicles in their lineup, most famously the Yukon, I think. But it just might not work here. And lifting the price of this car $10,000 over its base price kind of takes it out of that mid-sized market. So, yeah, it's an odd dog, I think it's well to people who want to really dress up a car, but I think we're really waiting at this point for the next generation Terrain, which we should probably see at the next cycle of auto shows.
Yeah, should be just around the bend. Another thing we should remind folks is that you guys at Consumer Guide do something that nobody else is doing out there, and I think it's great because all you have to do is look around America, and you know there are a lot of tall Americans, there are a lot of big Americans, and you give ratings, big guy ratings and tall guy ratings, and for example, the Stanley scored really well, B plus for a big gentleman and A minus for a tall guy.
Yeah, it's funny how you can look at a vehicle and not immediately get a sense of how it's going to work for bigger guys or taller guys. And there's a couple things that work to your advantage there. And one of them is a large door opening, really the distance between the front hinges and the B-pillar. And that makes all the world of difference for big guys like me when you're trying to get into a vehicle. Once you're in the vehicle, you probably fit fine, but egress and ingress can be complicated by small door openings. And you'll find those, too. European midsize sedans, for example, have very small door openings where Japanese and American vehicles tend to be much more accommodating.
Let's talk about another recent test drive on behalf of Consumer Guide. You guys got behind the wheel of the 2017 Kia Forte. This, of course, is a small car, compact car, but delivers a pretty good bang for the buck, as all Kia products tend to do.
Yeah, and that's such a crowded market. You've got such good products in there already. You've got the Civic, you've got the Cruze, the Focus. Some people like that, some people don't. But the Forte gets lost in that crowd, and it's a shame that it does because it actually represents a great dollar value, and it's much more refined than I think people remember. It's relatively quiet. It rides well. It's unexceptional in very good ways. It has no glaring faults. It has no really exceptional qualities, but overall it's just a nice balanced car. It's the way we sort of used to appreciate Hondas, actually, in that they were just sort of good all around. And I think this Forte deserves a place on people's shopping list. If they're near a Kia dealer, I think a lot of people don't even know that this car exists.
You know, that's very true. Another vehicle that I've seen on the highway, haven't had the opportunity to be behind the wheel of it yet, is the latest rendition of the Toyota Prius. And you guys, Rick Cotta, went out on the road and got a first spin in the Toyota Prius Prime variant. And one thing that I really have noticed in seeing a couple of these on the highway is, you know, Toyota is definitely stepping out with their styling. The Corolla is evidence of that, and I think that's a good thing. And this new generation of Prius, I believe it's now the fourth generation of Prius, has got some pretty wild-looking taillights. It looks like something out of science fiction.
Yeah, the taillights are fascinating in that the taillights itself, the actual lens of the taillight, becomes part of the form of the vehicle and extends beyond the bodywork. It's pretty daring. It's pretty crazy. And I think that most buyers look at the Prius quickly, and there's just an immediate love-hate reaction to that vehicle. But I think if you're Toyota, it made sense to make this vehicle dramatic-looking simply to keep it from blending in. Early Prius has always stood out from the crowd, so people knew immediately that this was a Prius and that this was a green vehicle. And if you were the kind of owner trying to make a statement, this worked for you.
Absolutely. Let's talk about another vehicle that you guys have had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of. I haven't seen any Volvos at all since I've been in Florida, so this one, I'm looking forward to checking out the XC90, and the one that you guys recently had the opportunity to check out, it's the 2017 Volvo S90 T6 Inscription Edition, and again, like Toyota, Volvo, which was always known for its boxy, very conservative styling, has all of a sudden gotten a little sexy.
Yeah, I'm going to give a biased opinion right now and just tell you I think this car is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. I love the styling of this vehicle, but there's nothing boxy about it. The new S90 is Volvo's new flagship vehicle, and they weren't shy about loading it up or pricing. The vehicle we had in inscription form came to $66,000. Not quite as expensive as a fully loaded BMW 5 Series or Audi A6, but it's getting there. But the interior is flat out gorgeous. The only engine options for this now are four-cylinder, the T5 and T6 engines that Volvo's building. The T6, which which we had in our test car, is both turbocharged and supercharged, and delivers a really nice, smooth amount of torque. I think that most people wouldn't realize, without listening carefully to the exhaust note, that this is, in fact, a four-cylinder. It feels like a bigger engine.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Tom. And again, if you haven't visited your local Volvo dealership and you're curious, you know, we can just log on to Consumer Guide and take a look at the pictures of this particular S90, and you'll be really quite surprised. And Volvo does their interiors extremely well. Always, and nothing new here. Looks like a great interior. Another thing that Tom does just such a wonderful job with, if you like automotive history like myself, he does a lot of stories, a lot of humorous stories, and you've got a couple of additional ones up right now in addition to that Ram Charger story, which is fascinating, the Mexico-only variant of the Ram Charger. But you did a piece on the 1940 Studebaker wagon that was almost... What's the story behind the story? This was a vehicle that they almost did, but they didn't quite pull the trigger on?
Yeah, it was such a strange world, and the auto world was just the Wild West after the war, after World War II, and every manufacturer was just scrambling to get new product out. There's an audience of American buyers who didn't have any cars to buy at all, new for 5 years. So there's this massive build-up demand for cars, and every manufacturer just rushed to update the stuff that they had. And Studebaker had come up with a fairly comprehensive family of vehicles, and they had intended to bring out a wagon, but they just didn't have the volume of the manufacturing volume to do that. So though one was designed, it never actually saw fruition. So there were drawings of it, there were some pictures of it, even a couple of mock-ups and scale models. But ultimately, the wagon did not hit dealerships. So our publisher, Frank Piler, who's also the publisher of Collectible Automobile Magazine, did some sketches and some renderings of what he thought that vehicle would look like. So that's what this article is. I mean, ultimately, Studebaker didn't stick around for too long after that. But there's an idea of what that wagon would have looked like, and it probably would have been popular had they been able to build it.
Yeah, I would agree. It definitely would have been popular. Tom, you've also done an article, and folks who are old enough to remember this era, even if you were a kid, the Oldsmobiles of 1973. this is very interesting when you look back to that era of 1973, Oldsmobile had a pretty large share of business, as General Motors did. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of the Oldsmobiles of 73, and then we're going to look ahead to some other recent test drives by the editors of Consumer Guide and Tom Appel, right here on Auto World. So don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Going back to the MyVeg thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. I'm going to throw out a quick trivia question here and see if we can get another winner besides Mike, listening on KASI in Idaho. We'll make it a television one. Not too hard, hopefully. Why don't we do this one here? In the All in the Family theme song, the famous sitcom All in the Family, to me, one of the top five television shows of all time. I noticed Rolling Stone magazine recently did a special edition magazine about television shows, and they had it number 11. I would give it number 5. Number 4, number 3, number 2. I wouldn't give it number 1, but to me, this is one of the greatest of all time. And perhaps you're a fan, perhaps you're not, but the theme song, there's a reference to a car in that theme song. GR old something ran great. Telephone 855-660-4261 or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. We're talking about the Oldsmobiles of 1973. Tom, I grew up in Needham, Massachusetts, and about 10 miles west of Boston. Actually lived there about 90% of my life, and so far. And I had a neighbor growing up, and this guy was such an Oldsmobile person. You know, both he and his wife, and you know, everybody had to drive an Oldsmobile. My dad, before he married my mom, was an Olds person, and a lot of our younger listeners may not realize, but Oldsmobile was actually kind of a performance brand within GM, going back into the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, they pioneered the with Cadillac, they pioneered the overhead valve engine. I always forget, is that 48 or 49 where they came out with the high compression engine? And yeah, for a little while, they were the hot rods of the auto industry.
And also the early automatic, the early hydromatic transmission, I believe it was first utilized in an Oldsmobile.
That sounds right, yeah, yeah. It's kind of a technology leader. And right, yeah, it was sort of a high-performance Pontiac. Luxury Pontiac was sort of their niche.
Yeah, exactly. As we, when we look back here at the 1973 Oldsmobiles, we got Frank in New Mexico standing by. We'll put him at the top of the list of callers. Let's see, we had the Omega starting at, wow, look at these prices, $2,613 for the sedan, a little bit more for the hatchback, $2,743, but the coupe was only $2,585. I had a neighbor that had one of those, too. Then you had the Cutlass, and of course the Cutlass had its glory years in the 80s. And when you stop and think about, you know, how many of those mid-80 Cutlasses were sold, and then look around today and say, where did they all go?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's interesting, too, because by the mid-80s, the Cutlass Supreme was the best-selling car in America for a couple of years. And it's just interesting that General Motors did so well in some of their downsizing, where it was just killing other American manufacturers. But people just love the sharp-edged formal roofline of that Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, so true. I know I have aunts in Massachusetts that always used to buy that car. But the Cutlass Supreme also was in the $3,000 range. They sold 370,000 units in 1973. Then you moved up to the Delta 88, which started at $3,948 and moved into the low 4,000s, 195,000s of that. And then the 98, which ran from the coupe coming in, interestingly enough, is the cheapest model at $4,748, and the top of the line Regency sedan at $5,349, sales of 140,000 units. Boy, those prices, amazing.
Yeah, they seem like such a value now. Well, there's an incredible spread across, almost 100% spread from the cheapest car to the most expensive car, which is interesting how much range there was in the lineup.
Yeah, I guess today it would be the equivalent of a $25,000 vehicle versus a $50,000 vehicle within the same maker's lineup. Let's go to Frank, listening in New Mexico. Our good friend Frank, who has been a longtime listener of Auto World. How are you, my friend Frank?
Oh, I'm great. I'm loving the show as always. You always have the greatest guests and the best information. Pardon me. But, you know, the answer to your question was the LaSalle.
That's right. GRO LaSalle ran great. Were you a fan of All in the Family, Frank?
I watched it occasionally. I think my mom watched it every week. And, you know,
mom and dad.
Yeah, I have her 86 Olds Cutlass Supreme still, and I drive it regularly.
And Frank, tell Tom Appel from Consumer Guide about some of the other vehicles in your collection. This gentleman has got quite a few.
Oh, nice.
Well, I've got a 66 Chevelle SS396 right now that's off the road right now. I've got a 72 Lincoln Continental, a 1970 Rover, that's a British car, the sedan. And I've got a, we've got a little grocery getter and 89 Nissan Sentra, and I also have a 87 Buick Grand National.
Wow.
That's
fun garage.
That's great.
Cars.
Wonderful.
And I'm glad to glad that you're still on, and I hope you keep going on forever, Bob.
I am going to keep going on forever, at least another 20 years. So been struggling with some health stuff lately, but I'm going to get through all that. And another 20 years of Auto World. How does that sound, Frank?
Well, that sounds great, because you know we're all pulling for you.
Thank you, my friend. Hang on for Justin, and we'll get you something from Warren in the Busted Knuckle Garage.
Oh,
let's
talk
about so much. It's great to hear from you, Frank. It's a wonderful thing about doing this program for so long, Tom. You know, this show's been on the air since 1992. It started as a one-hour, once-a-week show and has now, you know, scrolled up to multiple hours over the weekend in replacement of my former Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly programs. But I get to know some of these folks, and doesn't Frank have an amazing collection?
He does, yeah, and I'm impressed by your loyal core of listeners.
Let's talk about a vehicle that my wife was asking me about last night, and that's the 2017 Nissan Rogue. Rick Conner took it out for a first spin. It was revealed down here in Florida at the Miami Auto Show just a little while back.
Yeah, Nissan has done so well with the Rogue that they've had to actually import extra versions of it. So they're building them here, they're bringing them in from Japan, and they still can't meet demand. Yet they've gone ahead and done a pretty heavy recycle, mid-cycle freshening of the vehicle now. It's as reported by Rick, I have not experienced the 2017 yet, but even a little bit quieter, a little bit more refined, and now most of that safety equipment can be had in the midline models, too, for a little bit less money. So we're seeing that migration down through the product line of all the new safety features that just sort of came online a few years ago.
Yeah, I'll tell you an interesting story. Johnny Lieberman from Motor Trend was on the show last week and told us this story, and I thought it was really funny. The GTR, another vehicle that I would love to have for a week to actually drive. I only experienced it during Motor Trend's 2010 Car of the Year event, in which we named it the Car of the Year. So, you know, I just got a few days and was shared with a whole staff of people. But Johnny Lieberman, I said to Johnny, the price has kind of gone through the roof, you know, because now the GTRs get way up there, $150,000 more. And according to Johnny, he said that the reason why the early GTRs were priced under $100,000 and started in the 70s was the then Nissan company was still using Monroney equipment that went back to the Datsun era, and it didn't have the capability of having six figures in the price tag. And it was cheaper to sell the GTR at a loss than to redo their sticker printing system.
Okay, that's the craziest story I've ever heard.
Well, call him up and he'll give you the
wow.
Whole scoop. That would make a good story. Do some investigative work on that, because it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, at one time, I thought, you know, this was a good value car, you know, all-wheel drive, lots of bells and whistles. But when I saw one recently for like $170,000, and I'm like, what? You know, that's a little too pricey. Everybody, check out The Daily Drive, the blog at Consumer Guide. Tom Appel, publisher, thank you so much, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.